you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However the hell you are taking us in, wherever you're taking us in, whenever you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be here the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the motherfucking show.
Welcome to the motherfucking show, everybody. I
was listening to the motherfucking show yesterday, and let me tell you something. We have, our show is infinite fucks. We have more fucks. Find me a news show that has more fucks
than
FPH? We
have.
What do you mean?
Fucks per hour?
The
average fucks per hour is kind of significant. Well, it is election season.
Yes.
What? I mean, how could we not?
And also, I mean, let's be honest. We talk like adults, right?
Well, we
are professional swearers.
They had that.
If you want to call it that.
Profanateurs. We had
profanologists.
We had that study not that long ago. Go to crabdiving.com and search for that motherfucker.
Fuck you.
That said that people who tend to curse more frequently are more intelligent, right?
Oh yes. That's
and
right.
And I'm not kidding. I'm no shitting you. No, I'm trying to force it.
No shitting you.
thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. God damn.
What?
I got a splinter in my foot moments before getting on the air.
It's the worst.
And it's just poking at me. If I could feel it right now, it's bugging the shit out of me.
Medic! Medic!
Need somebody to come suck it out of my foot.
We need triage on a toe. Was it on your toe or is it on your foot?
No, like the ball of my foot.
Yeah, ball.
You said ball. The
amputation?
What are the drugs I get after?
Yeah.
And for how long?
Nothing. You don't get jacked.
Oh, well, pass.
Fuck you.
Tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us, ladies and gentlemen, at the Twitter machine. It's at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of stuff going on there, stuff that we talk about, we don't talk about, we get to, we don't get to. Memes. Et cetera.
Moobs.
Moobs and moves.
I love it. Hey, I just want to, do you think, it seems like people aren't that sympathetic to Chris Christie having to drop out. They don't feel bad for him.
Nor apparently Carly Fiorina. Not a lot of crying going on online over.
Nobody even is like, hey, good job. Nice effort. You tried, you know. The odds are stacked against you anyway. It's hard to be president. You just weren't good enough. Mother. Nobody's even giving those fuckers that. They're just like, hey, and one more thing, fuck off. Because they're horrendous.
They are.
They're horrendous fucking people.
Man, I'm a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Sneezing my ass off.
Oh, shit.
What do you need? I might have a thing. Either it's a real bad allergy deal going on.
Syphilis.
Or I've got some weird cold or something.
Did you know
fucking
that?
Fucking 3 a.m, man.
There's
up sneezing.
Oh, really? per capita, LA has more syphilis than anywhere else on the planet.
You think I have no syphilis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is sneezing one of the symptoms of syphilis?
I don't know shit about shit. I'm just a stupid ninny liberal.
Should I go get tested?
Yes.
They don't still, do they stick the...
Yes.
Oh, oof. Anyway, all kinds of stuff going on in the news.
Oh, man.
Yesterday we lost corpulent Chris Christie.
Bye-bye.
Rolled back to New Jersey. To the love of New Jersey, where they just can't wait to fucking indict him or get rid of him. And
Chris Christie, dye your hair, change your name. Move to some fucking island somewhere. Fake a death.
Yeah, you know he's probably embezzled millions and millions sitting in some Cayman account. Why not just waddle off to that island?
I thought you were going to say calories.
Well, that's it. You think he's got a giant vault full of Krispy Kremes or something? Fine. Carly Fiorina slithered away. To go, I don't know, make up some other videos or lie about some other videos or something.
Slithering.
So, don't let the door hit her. Oh, yes. Nobody let the door hit her on the ass because nobody cared, it seemed. I mean, it really seemed like nobody gives a rat's rectum.
Gives a fuck.
Yeah, whether Carly Fiorina and or Chris Christie. Now, did we talk about... on the air?
Yes.
Or was this offline?
Crab diving offline conversation.
Where... Rupert Murdoch, the Eye of Sauron was, I guess, is pissed off at Christie or tweeted something or said something or wrote something or, I don't know, dictated something.
Everybody's such a pussy.
Carved
something
into Facebooked, a virgin's back.
Oh, yes. Is that a new social media platform?
Carving something into a virgin's back?
I love it. It's a rough gig.
However he chooses to communicate it, Rupert Murdoch said that he called Christie a suicide bomber. Like he knew that he had no chance in hell of winning, yet he still just couldn't help but lob grenades, specifically at Rubio. Apparently,
are there fat suicide bombers?
Maybe Rupert Murdoch has a little stiffy for Marco Rubio.
How old is Rupert Murdoch?
And. You know, he just got married. You know, he just married Jerry Hall.
Jerry Hall of Seven of Nine?
No, of...
Annie Hall.
Former married to Mick Jagger.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Jerry Ryan.
The
Seven of Nine.
Oh, that's right.
Jerry Hall, former supermodel. I guess still supermodel.
Yeah, I mean,
And
it's like your president forever. Your supermodel forever.
She's right.
You know?
And she... was married to Mick Jagger for the long time, right?
Yay.
Is that Bianca's mom, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Who knows? Fuck you.
I don't know. Mick Jagger got around, apparently.
Oh, yes. Very popular.
A lot of jagging going on. We could see, you know, we didn't get to yesterday at all.
Yes.
We didn't get to the headlines yesterday. And one of the reasons... I think I remember now is because my sound effects are still a little Twitter-pated.
Oh, are they really?
So,
what the fuck, man? We need a tech support guy in here.
Well,
IT.
Anyway, I just need to get in there and rename some of them and make sure that they actually got moved over.
Scroll. Jeez. What was that one?
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, in our religions, in our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
What the hell?
So fucking funny,
is that
man.
Woman saying?
She's out of her fucking mind. Hilarious.
Here we go. Sarah Palin taking us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February the 11th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Perfect. I almost forgot the year.
I know.
And then I noticed, you that. Prepared for your for yeah, your yeah. line, and it reminded me that I hadn't finished my line yet.
What should I have done? Had you not said the year, should I have said the year and then my line? Or should I just said my line like you had said the year? I don't know what to do in these situations.
Perfect. You reacted perfect. You gave a physical signal and reminded me that I had something else to say.
I was in the moment.
It wasn't like doing theater. Here's our theater moment, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
That's some Uta Hagen shit we
couple
just
of actors
did.
Here,
okay?
Where you're on the stage and you get that deer in the headlights look?
Sure.
Or the guy you're talking to gets the deer in the headlight look?
Like Rubio?
Then sometimes it's contagious.
Oh, I know. No shit.
Like they get deer in the headlights, but you know, you're memorized your lines off of their lines. So sometimes you're in it. And they get deer in the headlights, which means I don't know what my line is. And then sometimes you're like, sometimes you help them. Most of the time, you know what's you're going on. But sometimes then you're like, oh, my God, I don't know either. And those are long, long moments on stage.
Yeah, it's horrible. I've got so many moments just flashing before my little eyes. Like fucking going up on lines. It's just one time I remember I just shrugged and I looked at the person like this. I was like, I don't know. Give me a second. Give me a second. Let me think of my fucking line. Get off my ass.
I'll be with you in a moment.
Yeah, I need a moment here.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Is a picture of. Did you see yesterday? I'm not sure this is the guy. It might be the same guy, though.
Noobs.
But there have been people who have been at Rubio events kind of counter-protesting, dressed in various types of robot costumes.
Oh, they're protesting Rubio.
Yeah, they don't like him.
Because he's a robot.
Hashtag robot Rubio. They're probably hired by Bush.
You know, Marco.
They're probably Bush supporters.
Do you think there's any chance in hell that he's going to be the president?
I don't know. I mean.
Quit.
I think South Carolina, this next one, will be the litmus test, really, for him. Because if he doesn't do well in South Carolina, he might as well bend over and kiss his saggy balls goodbye.
My idiot Facebook
Not
friends.
Not that he has saggy balls. I don't know what he's got going on.
You think he has sack lift? Did he see
Rubio had
in that type of way?
Scrotal rejuvenation?
God, I got all the wrinkles ironed out of my sack. Yeah. You know, I'm that vain. He should quit this Rubio. He's not going to win. Meanwhile, he's got to endure like robot Rubio and all this bullshit.
Well, the
is he a sadist?
One of these protesters got the snot kind of beat out of him a little bit at a Rubio event. He got tackled by a guy or something, and then that guy was saying, "Well, he was being violent," or I don't know, but there was some shenanigans. You think it was a Trump event.
Yeah.
But actually, this protester who got the snot knocked out of him was at a Rubio event. But there's a picture at the HuffPo of one of these protesters in a robot costume. It says, hashtag robot Rubio.
Robot Rubio.
And the headline at the HuffPo says, open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Okay, so wait a minute. Is Rubio Hal?
I guess, yeah.
What does that mean?
I guess. It leads to The Hill at thehill.com, which is it's kind of conservative.
Yeah, it's right wing, isn't it?
I think it's neutral, but leans conservative. Like, it's not WND. It's not, what's that, Washington Examiner. It's not
that
bad shitty. But it's.
But they're right leaning.
It's like the New York Times.
Sure.
It tends to lean right.
Yeah.
Says the GOP doubts grow about Rubio.
Oh, geez.
Congressional Republicans are reevaluating Marco Rubio's presidential campaign in the wake of his dismal showing in New Hampshire and disastrous debate performance over the weekend, which could have been, I mean, wasn't that what one could have helped cause the other?
Are people saying Trump? Are they saying Trump is going to win South Carolina?
I don't know what the let's take a look at what the current polling is.
Poll.
Let's whip out our polls.
You want to see my current poll?
for the South Carolina.
Okay.
I'm trying to find, I like 538 usually seems to have a pretty good type of, no, I can't find it. Poll South Carolina. Anyway, talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're looking for it. Oh, I
see. Yeah.
I just don't know why, like, Rubio would ever. I don't know why these people still continue to run. There's no way in fucking hell he's going to win. Don't you think Trump's going to take South Carolina? I mean, if the way people are describing the South Carolina primary, if it's more brash,
yeah.
If the politics are really dirty.
Yeah, man.
This is Trump's thing, you know?
You know, like the shenanigans Ted Cruz pulled in Iowa, sending those mailers that appeared to be official documents, shaming you for not voting the last time and saying, look, your neighbors didn't vote either, or look, your neighbor voted. That, you know, he took some flack for, rightfully so, even the Secretary of State there, I think. Who's a Republican, gave him a little cock tap.
Oh, did he really?
Not even a slap.
Schlonging? Was he schlonged?
Yeah, it was just a little teabagging. And, yeah, schlong.
Prepare for a sack attack.
And
the worst.
There's a story why it's going to be harder for Bernie from now on, which is kind of true.
Why?
Well, Iowa sort of leans his stateward. But, I mean, New Hampshire absolutely leans to his stateward. And South Carolina, she's way ahead. We'll see if he can chip away at it. Although today, we'll get to today. Today's a fascinating day with some of the endorsements that done come out.
Right.
The latest forecast over at 538.com for South Carolina.
Yay.
Using their... Just the regular, you know, they have the polls only.
Okay.
They average all the polls. And then they have polls plus, which is they add their own special sauce. I don't know what they do to it. They turn around and move their hands.
Oh, sure.
And then come back. And their polls plus, we're on their site. Fuck it, we'll use theirs. It says Trump 55% chance of winning South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
Rubio 22.
No.
And Ted Lee Cruz at 15, which is not a good sign. I mean, Cruz is the evangelicals.
He should be doing well there, right?
Current pretty princess, right? I mean,
what is it? You know, because South Carolina is close to Georgia. My idiot Facebook friends in Georgia, they're voting for Rubio. That's their guy.
Really?
They love that no exception shit.
Well, he was Florida, right?
Right.
He was big in Florida. Yeah, I don't know why. I would think Cruz would be doing better, but I guess Rubio has wrapped himself in the Jesus.
Oh yes,
quite well himself. I mean, that one clip that of when they asked him at the debate, "Aren't you? Everyone thought you were the savior of the party back when you were doing the Gang of Eight immigration bill and everything." And he's like, first I want to say that there's only been one savior." In the history of man in the universe, and that's our Lord God. Savior, Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
Who died for our sins.
Oh, my God. How much more are we going to have to hear this Jesus? It's like every day.
It's going down, but, please. It'll die down in the general, because...
God, could you guys just ease up on the fucking Jesus shit? It's really... Yeah, beginning to get on my fucking nerves.
They'll pull their sandals off the Jesus pedal for when the general election happens, right?
Crucify yourself if you're into it that much. Find a medieval torture device, climb up on it, and nail your fucking hands to it. Have a ball. Don't bother me with it, though.
So, I think the Republican primary is... I'm going to say it's this Saturday, this weekend, and then the Democrats are the following. They don't go on the same day.
Right.
For some whatever reason. So that's the latest polls there for the Democrats.
Right.
God, they're still forecasting here. Now, this isn't the polling. Like, some of the polls have it at 65%.
69.
35% for Sanders and shit. But this is what their chance of, they think, winning is. They think she has a 95% chance of winning.
The whole thing?
No, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Ooh.
So, and a lot of people have been saying that the Clinton people shouldn't be panicking that much that Bernie did so well, although he raised a shit ton of money.
Oh, I heard he gave out some website in a speech and made $7 million.
His victory speech. He was going, go to BernieSanders.com and $7 million or something
God
like
damn,
that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Hey, Nancy Pelosi, do you think she's listening or no?
She may. I understand she's a fan.
Quit sending me emails and asking me for money. I don't have any. Okay. I'm sorry. Please. I get two or three a day.
If you did, it might go to Bernie, right?
Right. I don't know. I just
thought. What is she asking for money for? Not for herself. Is she just asking to donate to the Democratic Party? Because fuck that. You should donate to a specific candidate instead of just slinging it at the Democrats.
Yeah, and the subject line in the emails is always like it's very panicky. It's like, we need your support now. We have to stop this.
See, I get Elizabeth Warren.
Ruining the earth. Oh, I would rather have that. Nancy Pelosi's very, like, damn, reactionary or something. Relax. I know the world's
That's
horrible.
Interesting. Why do you get Pelosi and I get Elizabeth Warren?
Who fucking knows? You know what? I had a goddamn bunch of Russian hackers break into my computer. My computer fucking full-blown PC AIDS. Apparently, I can unlock all my memory files if I just send some money to somebody's Bitcoin wallet in Belarus.
I'm sure would happen.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure it would spring open for you.
People that send viruses and shit to your computer, honestly, fuck off. You know, you're a dreg.
I must have deleted it.
I really hate that. I really fucking hate that exists. Why do we put up with these hackers?
Yeah. They're getting worse. And better.
What do you mean?
Well, and there was a report the other day that, you know, your smart house is just giving people more opportunities to break in and snoop on you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Your fucking fancy refrigerator that tells you when you're out of milk could also, I don't know what kind of data, could also tell an evil terrorist when you're out of milk, apparently.
Oh, right. And then what? They take you out on your way to the milk store or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit. No, but you make a good point. So a smart house is ran off the Wi-Fi network, right? You're networked in.
Right. Possibly it's another way to break in. Maybe.
So what if someone hacks into your fucking network and decides to unlock a door?
Well, you know, they already have on the deep web, they have these
deep
websites.
Web. What does that mean? What is deep web?
That's the hidden scary web that you can...
what do you mean?
Where all the... You could... Well, they used to. Now they broke down the... Remember the Silk Road, that big...
Was oh,
that
yeah, you could buy, heroin and have it shipped to you.
You could buy drugs and have it shipped to you. Okay. You could allegedly have somebody knocked off on the deep web. And
Great use of the internet, everybody. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Jeez. But the deep web...
It's hidden? How is it even hidden? Where is it hidden? I don't understand how it's hidden.
Well, you can't Google it. The websites are not available on the regular internet. So you have to use a special browser.
Special.
And then use a special website code to get to the deep web.
Man. Get a hobby, man, you fucking nerds. Honestly, I'm on the deep web all night. Kill yourself. I'm just kidding.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo that the GOP is starting to doubt Rubio. They were in love with him for 10 or 12 minutes after he did well.
Thad.
And now it looks like they just might not so in love with him.
Are you sad for Rubio? Are you going to feel bad when he gets all sad face and has to quit and gives his fucking sorry ass I'm leaving speech?
I kind of want to see Trump just for the theater involved. And I really don't think he would have a chance in hell against Hillary or Bernie. I think it would be fun to watch. Fun Hillary versus Trump.
You know,
she'll shred the fuck out of him.
That'll be pretty dirty. I mean, that whole thing. Let me ask you something, because we covered this.
It's going to be Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. Will it really? Benghazi emails.
He Benghazi out. Emails. Well, I mean, he keeps Vince saying, Foster. He had somebody killed.
Trump keeps saying that, you know, I don't know if Hillary's even going to be able to run because she could be in court. I mean, this email thing, it's bad.
Oh, right, right.
Is that true?
No. I mean, no. They've been crowing recently about, well, the FBI has admitted that they're investigating. Well, yeah, everybody, the FBI admitted before that there was a investigation. It's not a criminal investigation.
Right.
They were asked to investigate the emails and see if there's anything on them and stuff like that. And they're finding everything that they've come out with, like every smoking gun Fox thinks that they found in these emails.
Yes.
Where it's like, look, they've decided that those were classified. Get her!
Right. Did Hillary ever, on an unclassified machine, send her bank account to a prince in Nigeria?
I think she was on Ashley Madison.
Trying to get her inheritance. Oh, really? Can women be on Ashley Madison, or is it just dudes?
There were women on Ashley Madison.
Really?
Allegedly.
AshleyMadison.com.
I'm sure they were all real.
Oh, yeah.
And actual vagina possessors.
That person who just sent me a picture seems inflatable. Yeah. Fuck it.
Let me see what else. So let's check out. Let's dial our.
Oh, wait. I have a question. I had a serious question real quick.
Yes.
Okay. On a previous episode of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. Go fuck yourself. No, we were talking about, you know, Donald Trump calling Ted Cruz a pussy.
Yes.
And we played the clip, and we talked extensively about what made him say this, right? What made him think he could get away with saying that? I guess he got away with it. He won New Hampshire. But we haven't really asked the question, is it true?
That Ted Cruz is a pussy?
Is Ted Cruz a pussy? We never discussed that.
I've heard him called a lot of things, but I don't know that anyone's ever called him a pussy. He does want to carpet bomb a significant portion of the Middle East. I don't know if one, you know, I guess you could still be a coward and be a bully.
Right. So maybe he's not a pussy. Maybe Trump was inaccurate there. I just want to know if it's true or not.
Right.
Because I'm not voting for a pussy.
We'd have to ask that woman that yelled it out, because it wasn't, those weren't Trump's words, Ryan.
Oh, those were her words. One of his loony supporters on a scooter.
Right.
Eating food out of a feed bag.
She was, 57, declined to give her name.
Oh, sure.
And she had that great quote that about, like,
he's a
Trump's
pussy.
Got big giant watermelon balls.
Oh, God, and then I forgot about that.
Somebody else has little grapes, and then somebody else has little raisin. Rest of them, just raisin balls.
What about people with just normal fucking balls?
There were
normal size balls. Is that acceptable?
It appeared in that constituent's mind there were no regular balls.
Okay.
There were no balls.
God, how about that Republican primary? I mean, God, what a trash heap of shit.
Well, yeah.
It's just a joke.
another debate coming up, right? Really, really soon?
Oh, yes. What are they going to talk about? What are they going to talk about in the Republican debate? How many have they had? Like 18?
Well, they're going to, you know, Jesus.
Okay.
And a wall.
Do you think?
And radical Islamic terror. Each one's got to say it at least 7 times.
We haven't covered those topics, though. Don't you think we've covered that?
But that's what the Republican, you gotta, these aren't thinking people. These are people who want to be scared. It's
they
want to go watch a horror show. They want to see.
Oh, yeah.
They
want to
be told the world is falling. And that we're going to have a big, strong, muscular, giant, white-cocked,
yummy
white businessman. Which all of them can pretty much fall into that, except Ben Carson. And Ben Carson.
Yes.
Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Okay.
Ben Carson did an interview on Wednesday, which was yesterday, hump day. And he came in New Hampshire.
Okay. He didn't do well.
It did not go well for him.
My prediction, he is the next guy to quit. Jim Gilmore is going to last fucking longer than Ben fucking, they put grains in the pyramid, Ben Carson.
Gilmore is going to outlast.
Do you think I'm right?
Yeah, maybe. Although, said,
yes,
despite having this kind of reaction in New Hampshire.
Yes. That cricket seems alive compared to Ben Carson.
He said that, quote, we're not getting any pressure from our millions of supporters.
Millions?
Right.
Who the fuck does he think he is?
After he ended dead last, even after Fiorina and Chris Christie, who have both slinked out of the race.
Bye-bye.
He said, I'm getting a lot of pressure to stay in the race.
Who? Well, from who? I mean,
obviously
not from people in Iowa or New Hampshire.
It's got to be God, man. Remember? Oh, yeah. Remember he was waiting for the hand of God to give him that prostate exam to tell him to go join the race. Apparently God put his finger somewhere and he decided to join the race. And now maybe the Lord is telling him,
right,
stay in.
Oh, God. If you exist, I don't know.
But then isn't God also telling Ted Cruz to stay in?
I don't know.
According to his father?
Oh, yes. Wait, which candidate is loved most by God?
Well, right.
There's only one sky god.
That's why Huckabee is beside himself.
It's got to be Ted Cruz.
Drinking a martini in the corner of a shitty bar right now, crying in his martini because
he's sad.
The evangelicals didn't love him no more.
Maybe they just got, rid of all the larger ones, candidates.
They did trim off the bigger ones right now.
I'm just making an observation. I'm not making a fat joke or anything. I'm just saying,
Don't they usually release their medical information a little bit, especially the older ones, to let you know that they're not, going to have a grabber after they get inaugurated?
They're making the candidates now produce a dick pic.
And Bernie released his, and he's in great shape for 73, 74-year-old. And I guess Clinton, too. I guess everybody that's left
and Donald
is kind
Trump
of in good
has
shape.
Released his medical, and he's in the best shape.
No, remember, he did. And he's like in tremendous shape. It's amazing. They can't believe what great numbers I have. I have the balls of an 18-year-old. He may literally.
Right. Who knows? What they can in do his mouth.
Billions of dollars.
I mean, I'm one of these guys that I believe in participation trophies. I think kids should just get if you play soccer, just give every kid a trophy. Make him feel good at the end of his soccer season. But, come on. Not everybody's, professional. You know what I mean? You want to raise people that are going to walk into a shopping mall and shoot everybody down?
Participation
trophies.
Gifts. But I think, if you're going to be encouraging competition, you should, at a certain age, at 5 and 6 year olds don't need to be worried about slaying each other on the field.
Participation trophies all around.
When you're I guess at a certain age, I think I don't see a problem with
how old
meritorious
right how old do you have to be to be shamed for losing? What's the cutoff?
I think a 10-year-old can handle being shamed for losing.
10-year-old? Oh, my God. No, they can't. 12.
6. Put them in the mines.
Shit.
Put them down in the coal mines, goddammit.
Who are you, Pat Robertson?
No,
Diamond
Paula
Mines.
Paula Page.
Oh, God. Shifty. What a dick.
Didn't he say that? He was the one who said, it wouldn't, when I was 12, I had a paper route.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, my thought was with this Trump, I mean, he loves himself so much. Is he an instance of too many participation trophies? Did his parents just wake up every morning and say, Donald, you're the best in the world. No, nobody's better than you, Donnie.
I feel like his parents probably knew he existed.
Oh, really? You think he was just...
Didn't they have money? They probably... Yeah.
He's in a boarding school.
They nannied it up and then sent him off to military school.
Just trying to figure out how this Donald Trump was formed. What influenced this guy to be such a moob?
Well, he pulled himself up from nothing, Ryan. Remember his dad gave him that measly $1 million loan in 1970s dollars?
God, Just a million. A little loan.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what you're expecting.
Yeah.
He's a pioneer.
Oh, yeah.
And again, if he would have taken that million and put it in just a regular decent yield fund.
Yes, decent yield.
They figured out he would have more money now than he does.
Oh, what does that tell you?
After all the machinations, all the bullshit. But he's got some lovely buildings built.
Maybe he got participation trophies past the age of 12. Fucked him up.
He's getting sent now.
What do you mean?
That's what that's all the rich get now are participation trophies.
Oh, that's
trophies.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck do they care about?
I don't know. You got me. I don't know. I don't know what they fucking care about. They care about their shit.
So Ben
like
Carson.
To drive around in their shit.
Deluded into, apparently... Somebody's clamoring for Ben Carson to stay in the race.
Who is it? Tweet us. I mean, really, how many can it be?
If you're out there.
Exactly. I mean, where is he in the polls? He's down there, right?
He came in dead last.
Dead last. Oh, my God. Jim Gilmore beat him. He was big.
Oh, no.
What?
I apologize. Yes. Jim Gilmore came in dead last.
Oh, okay.
Of those... who actually at one point may have had any chance at it.
Yeah.
He came in second to last.
I got to tell you, every time I say Jim Gilmore's name, I'm close to saying Jeff Gilmore because I barely knew who the fuck this guy is. I'm like, Jim or Jeff? Jim or Jeff? It's Jim, right? Horrible campaign that guy's running.
Jim Gilmore? Who's Jeff Gilmore?
Fuck if I know. I barely know Jim, and he's running for fucking president.
Right.
Really?
He's got a website.
Maybe get an Instagram, dummy. What about that? You ever thought it? Jim Gilmore needs an Instagram, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he has one. I'll bet he has one.
I bet he doesn't. He doesn't have a fucking Instagram. Oh, it's a race to see who can look it up first. You're going to win. I can't even find the app on my phone yet.
He's got a Twitter, at Governor Gilmore, at J-A-S Gilmore on Instagram.
What's it? How many Twitter followers does that guy have? Four? How many is he?
4,500.
Hold on a second. Jim Gilmore, are you sure that's his account?
He's got a blue check. Candidate for the Republican nomination for president, former Virginia governor.
How many followers?
4,503.
That's got to be wrong. Are you saying he's got like...
4,503.
Oh my God, he's got 4,500 followers.
Right.
Dude. I've nearly got 2,000 followers. Crab Diving has 2,000-something followers.
Yeah, almost three. Well, he's not... That explains why he got, like, 40 votes. No, he got, like, 120 votes in...
Who the fuck...
North New Hampshire, I mean.
Is this guy hiring to work for his goddamn campaign? I mean, just for those numbers, whoever's doing it should be fucking fired.
Well, nobody.
He's
That's
got
the point. Nobody's giving him money.
500 fucking... Twitter
Nobody's
followers
giving him money.
He's running for president.
I have a feeling he thinks
nuts.
He knows it's an uphill battle.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not blaming Jim. I mean, to me, the best thing Jim Gilmore can do is go out there and just say what he's feeling and all this other shit. But you got to have somebody working for you that can bring you more than 4,500 Twitter followers.
He's nowhere near the stage though anymore. Even that's one of the reasons they think that Carly Fiorina and Corpulent Chris Christie.
Fuck you.
Bailed because this next upcoming debate, they were off the stage and there's no kids table.
Oh, that's a shame.
So they were like, fuck it. I mean, if we can't even get on into the debates, then quit.
To be honest, Fiorina is just no fun. She's like one of these people that's kind of no fun to watch in the debate because it's like it makes me nuts when she starts talking about these Planned Parenthood videos as if they're real. That makes me insane.
That's her thing.
It's delusional.
Yeah.
Or she's just, I don't know. But
that's her main thing, though, right? That's superpower.
Super.
Just to go after the baby killers.
Aren't you going to miss Chris Christie in these fucking debates, though?
Yeah, he's kind of fun scrapping it up.
He's really fun. I think that's a fail. Keep him in there.
He's
who cares?
The one who, on the way, as he was rolling out, stuck a shiv into Marco Rubio, right?
Oh, shit. Where did he hide that shiv? Rupert, under his moobs?
Rupert Murdoch. Yeah, picked a fold.
Oh, yes.
Rupert Murdoch, that's what his complaint was.
How many sets of nipples does Chris Christie have? Does he have more nipples than Flesh Couch? What's his name? Oh God, the Huckabee. Who has more man teats?
I don't know.
They're like sows.
Huckabee, you know, kind of put a little bit weight back on, right? He was
he was stress eating.
He was downright svelte in the 2008
Haagen-Dazs,
or 2012. I mean,
is he one of these dudes that got a stomach staple and ate through it? Yeah. I bet he is, man. He's got money.
He drank through it.
Oh yeah.
Donald Trump, the front runner on the GOP side. You know, a day doesn't go by when he doesn't say something insane. Today is no exception. He was on CBS This Morning, and this was yesterday. I mean, he had to say this about North Korea. You know, the Congress voted, or Senate voted unanimously to increase sanctions on North Korea after their bullshittery of testing some rockets or some shit.
God damn it. This fucking technology shit, as humans, what we've developed on this planet is just fucking us all up. You know what I mean? We have the science to fucking...
It's going to get worse.
Oh, man.
Here is the Donald on CBS.
Yay.
Yesterday we heard, we get here on the Middle East in a moment, but first, yesterday we heard the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, at Congress saying North Korea's nuclear effort is the top threat to the United States. What would you do to deal with that reclusive country?
I would get China to make that guy disappear in one form or another very quickly. And let me tell you, people say,
how do you make him disappear, and assassinate him?
Let me just tell you, no. Well, you know, I've heard of worse things, frankly. I mean, this guy.
Jesus
Christ.
Well,
you know, she's like, what do you mean? How do you make him disappear? Assassinate him? Well, I've heard of worse things.
You know, God, he's amazing. Did he really mean to say that? Because it seems like he answers a question. Somebody say, hey, Trump, are you going to kill this guy? No. Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, you know.
He always says that. He
right.
Reverses
I'm not,
his
I'm not
answer.
Gonna have, yeah, I'm not going to have, I'm not going to hurt the journalists,
yeah,
even though I hate them. I wouldn't have them killed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't have them killed.
He's all fucking coy about it.
That's his little sense of humor. But I don't know if he was being funny here. I mean, this is like a one-on-one interview. I don't think he's trying to be funny. I think when she says, what do you mean make him disappear, assassinate him? I think he's being honest. He's like,
oh yeah,
sure, take him out. he thinks he's going to be president, and he can go around saying shit like that.
He sounds like a guy that's watched too many episodes of the fucking Sopranos.
Right.
Doesn't he sound like Tony
exactly.
Soprano?
God.
He doesn't sound, he sounds more like somebody on the Sopranos than president, to me.
United States, what would you do to deal with that reclusive country?
I would get China to make that guy disappear in one form or another very quickly. And let me tell you, people say,
how do you
say,
make him disappear and assassinate him?
Let me just tell you, no. Well, you know, I've heard of worse things, frankly. I mean, this guy's a bad dude. And don't underestimate him. Any young guy can take over from his father with all those generals and everybody else that probably want the position. This is not somebody to be underestimated.
Oh,
Christ,
yeah,
man.
Obviously Kim Jong-un is a mastermind, because he was able to somehow take over.
Right.
From when his father died.
How the fuck does he know that? I mean, Trump's just saying, you know, I mean, he's creating a whole scenario that nobody can really, I mean, who can refute that? I don't, it's just insane.
Right.
Like, he knows how that guy came to power. He has the inside scoop on that.
Well, right.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, he might be ruthless and shit, but his father was the leader of the country.
Yeah.
So there's a leg up.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes.
Right
and
there.
And
there was an older brother. Wasn't that story that there was an older brother?
A Billy
Carter? That they kind of thought was going to get the mantle, but he got caught in China.
Okay.
Remember this story? He got caught in China at like Disney or whatever, at some theme park on a fake visa with fake documentation.
No.
Because he wanted to go have fun.
Yeah, man. North Korea sucks.
He goes to China to have fun.
I can imagine.
Imagine how bad North Korea is.
What do you think the Disney World is like in China?
Or
what's
whatever
Disney
the equivalent
China?
Is, yeah.
No,
is there one in Hong Kong?
I thought there was a Disney World in China somewhere.
Maybe.
Are there theme parks?
Sure.
Even in like...
No, not in the middle of nowhere.
Let me ask
I
you
assume.
Something. Who has more theme parks per capita? What continent? North America or Africa?
Define theme park.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of theme?
I don't know.
How the theme doesn't always mean fun.
Just think about like how much shit we have built in this country that we have fun on. I just think about countries that, you know, people are barely eating and shit.
Yeah.
We got all this fun. Meanwhile, you live in some village, you got to walk 4 miles to get water and carry it back on your fucking head. I'm waiting in line to go on a roller coaster.
The, here we go.
Right.
Look, I got the Trump action figure.
No, wait, it's he.
What does he do?
He pretends to be a Republican.
That's so funny. It's
three kids playing with there's a Trump doll.
A Trump toy.
And,
I love it.
There's a brown kid there. Oh, wait, let me see it. Not totally brown. Look at the, they do have a Trump doll.
Republican.
This is a Cruz ad, by the way.
I like bailouts for the banks.
Too big to fail. I gave money to Pelosi, Reed, and Anthony Weiner.
Hey, Hillary. I'll give you money to be my friend.
Check out my house, Mr. Trump.
That's a lousy house. I'm going to take your house with eminent domain and park my limos there.
Eminent domain!
They're smashing the Barbie dream house.
That could be one of the most.
We wouldn't tolerate these values in our children. Why would we want them in a president?
The parents are looking around the corner now, watching the kids destroy everything, and they're looking on with horror. As
I mean,
the
it's crazy, right?
Eminent domain. Yeah.
That ad by who's that? Ted Cruz?
It's put out, I'm sure, by a pack, a super pack that's pro Ted Cruz.
God, I got to tell you, I like that Ted Cruz ad.
You like this one?
I think it's funny as fuck. It's the funniest political ad I've ever heard. Oh,
this is approved by Ted Cruz. Paid for by Cruz for president. Approved by Ted Cruz.
I mean, do we disagree with anything in that ad?
No.
I mean, God, really. I'm just kind of blown away. I mean, it's amazing because the content is hilarious.
I mean, the fake Republican part.
Okay. Oh, right. Who cares? You know what I mean? They're all assholes right. to me anyway. It doesn't fucking matter. But God, I mean, it's hilarious.
Domain,
And I agree with it. And it's from Ted Cruz.
He donated to Pelosi, gave money to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
To be his friend.
That is so funny.
I'll give you money to be my friend, Hillary.
Look at my house, Donald. Your house sucks.
He gave her money to come to his wedding. Is that what he alleged?
Yeah.
I gave them money. They came to my wedding.
Jesus Christ.
They used to be friends.
It's also trashy on the Republican side. I'm sorry. It just is. It's just fucking ridiculous.
And even look at the debates.
Oh, my God.
It's a bad
posturing.
So today, God, before we get back to the politics, we have to cover
what?
The biggest news story in a long time. Finally.
Yes.
After, I don't know, 40 days or something like that.
Oh, my fucking God.
The moronic siege of the Malfleur Bird Sanctuary Refuge in Oregon has ended.
The people of Oregon are now free.
Free.
Their occupiers no longer have dominion over you.
I gotta say, one of the more fascinating evenings, which says a lot about how sad my life is. But last night, I listened to the live bullshittery broadcast from the refuge. Yeah. And his name? Ammon. And Ryan Bundy.
They were still at the refuge?
They're
gone.
Jail.
Okay.
And the the FBI arrested, you know, all these other people. They figured, so now we got these four assholes who were holed up. They're screaming, live free or die, bullshit. All kinds of negotiations going on. They've been there for a few days, live videoing every once in a while, just hilarious bullshit.
So funny. It really is hilarious.
It's really sad.
I mean, you know, they're kind of tubby, too, to be a takeover force. And, just four of you? I don't know.
And so last night, the news broke that one of them got into, I don't know, a vehicle of some sort, was driving out a little far from where their camp was, and they ran into, like, a line of FBI and found out that the FBI done be closing in on them. Whereas they were staying outside the refuge and stuff, now they're closing in.
Yes.
And then the FBI did confirm that they were moving in on these assholes and giving them less room to wander free out on the refuge. They're not even staying in any of the buildings now.
Where
you
are
know,
they?
They're
under a tarp.
They're like camping. They got a tent and they're camping. So
I mean, if you're trying to occupy someplace and you've been kicked out of every building,
camping nearby seems less threatening. But they're camping nearby with AR-15s.
Oh, sure,
and
sure.
All, you know, other.
What's the, hey, so, okay, these guys have been all rounded up or what?
So, well, it's a long story.
Is
so,
it really?
Last night, the shit hits the fan, and they're like, well, this is it, they're coming to kill us.
Yeah, fuck
we're
this.
We're not going in, we're not going to go to jail. All we want, if the charges are so minimal, then they can just drop them and let us go. That's what they wanted. They're thinking, leave us alone.
Why? Why do they think they're going to just let these?
I don't know. They think they're peaceful protesters.
They have guns, don't
they? And
they're
just exercising their First Amendment rights to protest.
And their buddy that got shot.
Well, there you go.
I mean, he was pulling a gun, right? When they killed him.
Lavoie, when they killed, there was a lot of that heard.
It's an odd.
Last night on this feed. So
an odd way to peacefully protest.
So some sovereign citizen, right-wing, nut job, Jesus-waving, Bible-slinging patriot guy who I never heard of. I don't even, Gary something or other. Somehow got in touch with them, or they agreed to be in touch with him.
Okay.
And the FBI allowed, because, you know, they shut everything down.
Right.
Apparently the FBI allowed them to turn back on their cell and call this one guy. And it was really, it was fascinating because it was these idiots at this camp, these four morons.
Yes.
And then the scene is, okay, so yesterday also, big news,
this
that also happened.
Justin
was heading to visit them.
Okay.
And this is probably why the FBI chose to move in. They were probably
right.
Like, this ain't going to happen.
Fuck this.
Clive and fucking Bundy. Papa Bundy.
Okay.
The patriarch of the twentage that is the Bundy clan.
Yes.
Was heading up to Oregon, and he was going to go
hang out with them or something?
I guess.
How the fuck was he going to get in there?
Last I saw, he was telling them, stand your ground, don't let them get you, despite what Ammon's saying from jail. So
that's stupid.
Papa Bundy, more great news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
They arrested, as the Hollywood hick would say, they arrested his ass
at
the Portland airport. Clive and fucking Bundy in jail. Go to our Facebook page and get to see the wonderful mugshot.
Are they going
to
break him out? Are these are the Oregon militiamen going to break him out?
They're a little busy now, too. So Clive is arrested. Then later in the day, they find the FBI surrounded them.
Yes.
And do you remember this just giant, festering, hemorrhoidal asshole from Nevada, this Michelle Fiore, this Sarah Palin wannabe asshole representative from, I mean, she's a representative in Nevada. She's not a U.S. rep. She's
okay.
A Nevada state rep.
Right.
And she's the one that put out the calendar of her and her family all carrying guns.
God,
you know,
yes.
I don't know. There's a pregnant one, and you can see the fetus holding the gun sticking out of her, the bottom of her veg.
That's a true gun lover.
Everybody's carrying guns.
My fetus is armed and dangerous.
And she's vehemently anti-homosexual. She's vehemently anti-immigration. She doesn't like brown people.
From what you're telling me, Pat, she's a genuine piece
she's
of fucking
a
shit.
Profound asswipe. She's been even in the Republican legislature of Nevada. She's been censored by or censured for heinous shit she said.
Jesus,
on the out on the, I mean, down on the floor.
Do you ever wonder sometimes these GOP types? Do you ever wonder if they think these Republican politician fuckers? You think they ever like think is what I'm doing helping? Am I helping? How am I helping? What am I doing to fucking help?
No, because
that's their, what else?
No, this is what's fascinating is this the, because she played a role. There was a great tweet. Somebody tweeted out,
shit, man,
that the season finale of the Oregon occupation was really great. Even Michelle Fiore had a role, and Cliven Bundy made a surprise appearance.
That's funny.
She. So Michelle Fiore was on the line. I guess she's Cliven's representative. So she's all sovereign citizen. We hate Barack Obama.
No,
we hate
God.
The federal government.
Right.
And so she injected herself into this. And she's like, I'm coming up there.
Right.
Wait for me. And then somehow they also had Franklin Graham.
Oh, my God.
Franklin fucking Graham.
Why is he even in this? Is he one of their favorites or something?
Yeah. Look at me. Look at me.
He's grandstanding.
Because it's the flag and Jesus. And so...
Is this the equivalent of... This is the racist equivalent of having Al Sharpton come support you?
Right.
Shitty Al Sharpton.
Where you know, people complain about... The slightest thing happens and Sharpton shows up. That's what this Fiore asshole is kind of doing. And she's being credited by some having helped negotiate this. State Representative Fiore calls for no bloodshed.
What? I mean, there's four people, right?
And stuff like that.
Really?
And I listened to a significant portion of this drama last night.
Yes.
And we got to hear this religious dude who's hosting the stream. And on one end was the another part of the threesome.
Ooh.
Was the lunatics passing around the cell phone.
Right.
Sometimes on speaker.
So
you could hear them.
Oh, yeah.
The mall chanting.
Do they
bullshit.
Have showers there at this birth sanctuary?
No, he even said that.
Oh my God!
The guy even said he's like, "Man, we're getting much showers."
What?
And then on the other side was this asshole Michelle Fiore, who, for some reason, felt that she had to be on the phone the whole fucking time. And the whole time she was on the phone, these assholes are crowing about her that she helped talk him down.
She's brokering
She was pouring fucking jet fuel on the fire.
She made it worse.
Everything that she was saying, she's like, okay, all right, no, okay, you guys, don't,
God damn it,
no,
man.
Don't do anything, right? We've said, let's pray. There was a lot of that going
God,
on.
That
it was about every
so...
4 or 5 minutes. Let's pray. Let's say a prayer, you guys. Let's pray. We're on our way to you. It's gonna be. We're in the car. If we drop off, promise you're not gonna do anything. No, promise you're not gonna do anything. Just stay calm. And that's the kind of vibe she had.
Right.
And then at one blissful point. She dropped the fuck out, as apparently they were making the four-hour drive, hurtling for 4 hours towards the ranch. And then it was just this Jesus guy,
okay,
Gary something or other, and
Jesus guy.
The lunatics at the ranch. But it was a completely different vibe. This guy was like... Oh, yeah, I remember the time when I was a kid and I was doing that. He was just like having a combo with him, and everybody calmed the fuck down.
Jeez.
So I'm all for this Gary guy. I mean, I don't agree with the Jesus slinging, and he brought out a lot of scripture.
You know,
but
you do what you got to do to whisper these crazy fuckers.
Right.
Right.
So then they get, okay, hold on. Wait, we got Michelle back. And Michelle gets back on the line. She's like, okay, how's everything? Is everything okay? You guys okay? What's going on? You guys, do you have food? Are you okay? Is everything okay? What's going on? And then all of a sudden the lunatic starts going, He starts getting all worked up.
She's like the bad dog at the dog park.
Exactly.
Fucking everybody's chi up.
Somebody needs to go, shh.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody needs
to whisper
so
her.
She was just fucking grandstanding. It's Cesar look Milano. At me. We got 60. When I was listening to this bullshit, they were streaming it live on the YouTube. And she was. I mean, they were getting 70,000 people were watching this bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Live.
I mean.
And that, I don't think, counts the embeds. Like, people were tweeting it saying, hey, here, look, here's the.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the link. I don't know if that shows up on the actual stats if you're not on YouTube actually watching. So I'm sure there were tons more watching. It was
fascinating, man.
And listening to her, it was really, really fucking annoying because she did not help. And now today, they're just.
She's out there again.
Oh, God. They're painting her boobs with gold.
And everybody's praying. Yeah.
Whatever that means. I don't know why you would.
Golden moobs.
Lavish someone's breasts with gold.
Oh, golden boobs or moobs?
Both. She's a she.
Oh, she. I thought you said moobs. Noted.
Here is a tiny wee little.
God, it's like, can we have one day a month without religion? Do you think that's something the atheists? No, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not even. You know.
How dare you?
One day.
Did you guys eat dinner?
No, we've got some snacks.
All right. Well, are they at least granola bars and healthy snacks?
Oh, we got 1,000 granola bars. We're so sick of granola bars.
That's one of the.
Do you at least
that's one of the great combos
snacks?
That happen.
Do you at least have healthy snacks?
Well, and then at one point she said, "Do you want us to stop at McDonald's for you?"
What the fuck?
So the worst one seemed to be this Sean guy. He was like, "They're coming in. It's very threatening. They're not going to get us. They're gonna come to try to get us, and they're gonna afford. They're gonna kill us. You know, they're gonna do it. And blah, blah, blah,
they're gonna
and
do
Constitution
what?
And sovereign citizens. Yeah. Look what they did to Lavoie. And blah, 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 blah.
And I got bad news for these guys. They're gonna do whatever the fuck they want to do to you.
Right.
Yeah, there's four of you.
So then finally. I got to credit this other guy, this Gary guy or whatever his name is.
The lunatic whisperer.
He kind of helped talk this guy down, and then they got another. It seemed like they had good cop, bad cop going. They had the FBI was communicating with them by a bullhorn.
Oh, my God. How annoying if you live around there.
So every once in a while, there's one of the birds they're scaring off. So,
well, I mean, it's a bird sanctuary.
Right, not in that. So he. It would be talking. They'd be talking on the phone. She's like, "Are you okay? Is everything okay? How's everything? Let's pray. Okay, don't do anything. Let's pray. What do you think? How you guys doing?
Vomit.
Is everybody there? Is everybody listening? What's everybody doing? Where is everybody?" That's the vibe she had.
Insane.
That's going on. Every once in a while, you'd hear Sean, one of the militants, go, "Hold on." And then you'd hear, they were trying to hear this guy.
Oh, okay.
And there was Mark, I know the whole cast of characters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mark, the FBI guy.
Okay.
He was not good cop. The FBI guy was like, give up.
Dude, he's tired.
Your militia has given up on you. Everybody's given up on you.
Right.
They're like, we got 70,000 people watching.
Oh,
and they're
my
like,
God.
They're all watching to watch you die.
Yeah, they don't like yeah. you.
These aren't supporters. This is kind of horrible theater to them.
Why didn't they just get like
well,
a,
me? I was listening.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't they just get a special bunch of, like, couldn't they have, there's four of them, right?
Yeah.
What if they got snipers with blow dart?
Well, that's what he was saying.
With, like, tranks.
We just saw another, hold on, there's another vehicle coming up behind us. And Michelle's like, don't do anything. He's like, I see them, they're coming up behind us. Blah, 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 blah. It was really crazy. So,
I mean, why didn't they just walk up there and say, listen, guys, get in the paddy wagon, we're done. Sorry,
well,
let me say paddy
they
wagon.
They weren't going to go live.
Ooh.
They finally got kind of talked down. Then we had new, we got new FBI agent Bill, who seemed much nicer.
Yeah.
And Bill and them negotiated, and they said, "Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We'll come out." Finally, they said, "We'll come out."
Right.
But Sean goes, "We're not surrendering. We're just." Giving ourselves,
okay.
We're turning ourselves over, but we ain't surrendering. We just want you to know.
And the FBI guy's like, okay, great,
sure.
Understand.
So the deal was, we're going to meet at the checkpoint at 8.
Yes.
When Franklin Graham gets there,
oh my God!
And
how disgusting!
And Michelle Fiore, and they're going to walk them out, and embrace them somehow a bunch to make sure they're not shot down like dogs or something.
Stupid fucking melodramatic theater.
So
that's,
I guess,
all this is.
So then that, then everybody's calming down. They're like, well, I guess we're, you know, not going to happen. We're going to just go to the tent and sleep tonight where it's warm, you know. Okay.
We're going to go to the fucking tent.
So, so this morning, then, apparently The turning in was a happening, and they wanted to go one at a time. Apparently, they felt they were all going to be taken out at once.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We're all going together.
Nuts.
We're just going to go one at a time.
Fuck you.
And then David Fry.
Hello.
Who is the Bundy guy that we have referred to as their IT guru.
Yes.
He's the guy that was doing a lot of the streaming. He's kind of the loony that allegedly has... I don't think he's denied it, but he has posted like pro-ISIS-y shit.
No, that's nice.
He's just out of his mind. Conspiracy theories up the asshole.
ISIS.
He decides,
yes,
at the last moment, that he doesn't want to get raped in prison.
Okay. That, but earlier,
therefore,
he's like, I want to get raped in prison.
No, I don't think that crossed his mind.
Oh, okay.
Probably some asshole in the comment section or something.
You're going to get
like,
raped
enjoy
in
being
prison.
Raped in prison. He was like, wait a minute, what?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Damn.
Yeah. Shit. It's my daddy cousin all over again. So, so then all of a sudden, now we're down to one. So three of them give themselves up.
Awesome.
David Fry, the last asshole, is then...
Hello,
now
David.
They went live again. The broadcast went live.
Shit,
I heard it this morning.
This is great.
And he was saying, that's it. It's either going to be suicide or they're going to kill me.
No, Jesus Christ.
And they're like, don't do that. Fortunately, we didn't have to listen to Michelle Fiore. I don't know where she was.
Nobody has to kill this guy.
Also, I have to jump back to the previous evening.
Previous.
They kept threatening. And at one point, they pulled her out. And I had to turn it off. They were trying to get... that 18-year-old Jesus girl.
Oh,
that sings.
My God. Oh, my God.
They kept
God.
Saying, Victoria, we got a message from Victoria. Do you want to hear it? Yes, yes. Victoria says, say strong that the Lord is with you and everything. And she's trying to make
God.
It in here so she can sing to y'all.
Meanwhile, she's like, give out my iTunes information. Send them a YouTube channel.
It's just a bizarre sideshow. And they're so dumb. They really are. They really are. This Sean and this wife of his.
Stupid. Just fucking idiots.
Really. Not the brain trusts.
Amazing.
A low brain trust group. And
I'm kind of frustrated in this story with the FBI. I mean, there's only four of them.
You can't make them.
But don't they have blow dart, like, trank guns? I'm serious. They can't get four trank guns.
I don't think it works like that.
No. You get four trank guns.
It's not like...
You set your sights on them, and you hit them exactly at the same time, and like, they fall over.
I don't think we have that technology.
Revolution over. We can't shoot tranquilizer darts at people? Bullshit!
Well, you probably could, but...
Why didn't they
do
that?
It's going to take them a minute or two to pass out, and they are armed with giant guns.
I don't know. It seems like we could have some special forces guy that could, you know, they could just, why can't somebody sneak up behind him and like, put on a handkerchief to make somebody pass out?
Chloroform?
Yeah, why can't they just chloroform? Send some ninjas in there to chloroform him. Throw him in a van.
So David Fry is the only one that's left.
Okay. Jeez, he's still there.
And he was saying some amazing shit. I tweeted out a couple of quotes. One was, people need to realize what's going on. They can't trust the government. You don't realize. You don't understand. UFOs are real.
Yeah, man.
Was one of his.
Oh, my
God. UFOs are real. And then my personal favorite, our government needs to stop chemically mutating people.
I agree, man. I'm against that. We got to stop it.
You mean like Flint?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Except...
in that capacity.
What about X-Men? I mean, did we get people with like...
Well, no.
Superpowers? They did cool shit?
I don't think good mutations have been happening.
Oh, really?
So then at some point, he finally...
Jesus.
Decided against death. on either from either himself or them.
He didn't go out in a blaze of glory.
No, it was really interesting because he left his phone on as he was being arrested.
Okay,
he walked up to them and you could hear, "Okay, please put your hand behind your back." And and stuff like that.
Did any FBI officers die in the siege or no?
No one survived except the poor poor Lavoie.
If you're going off to this on this mission. Does your manager, whatever your commander take you, so I said, listen, I want you to know that we're going into a hot LZ. I'm going to need you to write your next of kin, get your affairs in order before you take a siege on the bird sanctuary with four people there. And they're out of Capri Sun!
Don't you think these guys were probably there for the whole time? And then once they whittled them down to four, they probably sent home a number of people, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the shittiest thing ever. If you're an FBI agent, you're like, dude, this is fucking awesome. I'm on this bird sanctuary detail. There's four of them.
Right.
We're not even worried. Damn, imagine getting sent off that detail. That sucks. Ugh.
I wonder if this is a little clip.
Let's start.
This is from... It's from the
Do you think they prayed before they went on the field of battle, the FBI officers, before they faced these four fat asses?
No, these idiots prayed a lot, and even the dude finally, Sean, was like, look, I prayed enough. It's
right.
It's good.
Is this just like a redneck camp setup they have right now? So it's just a tent.
Well, at one point, they
coolers.
Were like, it's getting cold. We're going to start up our propane heater. And they're like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that. I don't know. They were going to light something on fire.
Fuck.
So they're worried that it was going to set off the FBI.
Oh,
they were going to
yes.
think they were setting off a bomb or some shit.
God, these guys are they're worried about some weird shit. If they're worried about anything at this point, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They have no chance.
And they're out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like they could blow anything up except themselves. So
do you think they
go ahead?
I mean, do you think
what I'm saying is I don't think they would be sniped.
Yes.
If they thought they were just going to blow themselves up in a blaze of glory in the middle of a camp.
Right.
And where their tent is and there's no buildings around or anything. I just don't think that the FBI at that point would start sniping them.
You know what,
right?
Man? I am frustrated with the FBI now that I think about this. I mean, why do you let it go on this long? You watch Whale Wars, right? Remember that?
Sure.
You know, didn't they have those sound cannons they could just aim at?
Oh, the LRADs, yeah. But you got to get in close with those.
Are you telling me there's no way they could
never
have ended this
in.
Earlier?
They never closed in on these assholes until recently. Remember, they could come and go.
Four of them. Oh, that's right.
That's how they caught them. They were going to a town over because nobody in the
funny.
Nearby town wanted to hold their stupid meeting for
they
them anymore.
They hated these fucking people.
And they were going one town over where they finally found a place that would take them. And the FBI had those roadblocks set up.
Could you imagine the kind of wake-up call it is when you realize that nobody gives a shit about you? Like, you're delusional enough to think that you're standing up for the American people against the tyranny of the federal government, but no one likes you. No one's on board at all. They hate you. That's got to suck to realize. Because they must have had this delusion that, you know, this is what the people wanted. We're doing something that everybody needs.
Yeah.
But they're just stupid.
They're not bright.
No, they're not.
They're really
right?
not. It was a rough conversation.
Jesus Christ.
And then listening to Michelle Fiore amping them up every time and then reading today, you know.
So,
Michelle Fiore helps negotiate. I'm like, she didn't.
Did you say that they were trying to figure out how to light a propane tank?
No, they knew how. They were going to light it. And Michelle Fiore and the preacher on the line were like, no, wait. Let us talk to the FBI and let them know. They were trying to be intermediaries to the FBI.
Oh, the FBI could have seen the propane going on and then they would have opened fire. Guy.
I don't know.
Listen.
WMD, they're setting off
a
weapon of moron destruction.
It is so sad that these fucking extras from the X-Files can have guns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a real failure in our fucking system that these motherfuckers have guns. They should be in the loony bin, but yet they're armed to the fucking teeth. They are 15s and whatnot.
And not bright.
The fuck are we doing, man?
So they're all in jail. And they were telling him things like, Ammon's still got his voice. He's in solitary confinement, but he's been getting things out.
Ammon.
There you go.
Congratulations, Ammon. Everything.
I've got...
They can't even light a propane tank, you know, and they want to... I mean, they can light it, I guess. They didn't know if they could or not, and they're taking over the country.
Yeah.
This is all weird.
We've got...
They suck.
An explanation here of some of the success of Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
This is... we've played her before. Florida talk radio host Joyce Kaufman.
Boy.
Isn't this the one that talks like this? Isn't that Joyce Kaufman?
Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
Right winger out of Florida.
A right winger, bitter clinger, proud clinging. Whatever she said, guns and gods and glory.
And you'll just have to hear you'll hear who this is.
Okay.
You'll recognize the mellifluous tones of this nut job that's talking to Joyce Kaufman. This is, they're talking about the success of Bernie Sanders.
Yay.
And we the people have figured a lot of this out, that the politics in Washington right now are corrupt. There's so much crony capitalism that a guy like Bernie Sanders can sit there or stand there for almost an hour last night reading from, you know, the Communist Manifesto, and people are cheering.
No, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, well.
Well, that's also because we let some of the hippies of the 60s that created such chaos then start teaching the teachers and teaching them how great socialism is. And
Louis fucking Gomer, man.
Absolutely.
It just sounds particularly...
Congratulations.
That's so Louis.
Wow, what the fuck is that?
Crazy
cymbals going off there.
That's so Louis, man.
That's Louis Gomer saying,
Gomer.
Well, obviously... It's because we let the hippies of the 60s become teachers.
Jesus.
So now all the youngins are being taught by Kame Pinko, hippie druggies who just fucked each other.
Forget about his ideology and all the stupid shit he believes and all the dumb shit he said. Just his voice.
Gomer?
The general quality of his voice just screams ignorance. I mean, it really does. Like, he pronounces things so strangely. You know what I mean? He sounds like a clampet. Like a
and
caricature.
We the people have figured a lot of this out.
Meanwhile,
She
sounds like Bernie.
I mean, God, what the
Bernie
fuck
Sanders.
Is this?
That the politics in Washington right now are corrupt. There's so much crony capitalism that a guy like Bernie Sanders can sit there or stand there for almost an hour last night reading from, you know.
I do want to say one thing as a mincing lib.
Okay.
That I think it's a good sign.
Right.
That assholes like this.
Mint thing.
Are switching the narrative.
Yes.
To.
Switching the asshole.
The term crony capitalism.
Oh, that is interesting.
It's just capitalism.
Right.
But it is shitty. There's no non-crony capitalism. If you're following pure capitalism, it's going to turn into the shit gulag that we've
right
now.
Get a big glassful. Enjoy it.
And
yummy.
Tune in Monday.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Sean Donovan will be here. We'll be slinging a lot of
Kami Pinko
stuff. A true commie.
That's right. I think
proud swinging commie.
He told me he's going to wear his beret in.
A red clinging, bitter clinging, proud clinger of his redness.
He's got a Che Guevara onesie he's going to wear.
Does he? But I think it's it warms my cockles that
gross.
That they're starting to use that terminology on the right, because before there was no income inequality. That's class warfare, Ryan, if you mention that.
Fuck you.
Now some of these assholes on the right, even some of the presidential dickwads, are saying income inequality.
Right.
And Trump. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Communist Manifesto, and people are cheering.
No, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, well.
Well, that's also because we let some of the hippies of the 60s that created such chaos then start teaching the teachers and teaching them how great socialism is and just rewriting history and keeping them from realizing socialism has never worked. It will never work in this world, in this life.
it's been it's never been tried for one in its pure form. And regardless, nobody's talking about pure socialism. Nobody's talking about the government taking over every single business and resource. Democratic socialism. Look over. Who am I? I'm preaching to here. You look over Denmark, Finland. Blah, blah, blah.
Yay.
Because if you're going to pay everybody the same thing, then
it's just not. It's not, you asshole. You're not going to pay everybody the same thing. You're asking everybody to pay their fair share.
Christ.
And yeah, if you if society,
right?
If you become rich and powerful at the behest of society, you should pay some more, motherfucker.
No, fuck you. I'm Ayn Rand.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to quit working.
Yeah, no, listen, and they like to now, I just was talking with a college professor who was talking about democratic socialism as if there was some huge distinction.
Mm-hmm.
And
there is, you asshole.
And, you know, and progressivism and all these things, you know, to me, it's all the same. Either you believe it.
I was talking to this professor who gave me all this facts and stuff, and typically he was full of shit, so I'm choosing to believe what I want to believe.
Fuck you.
That's what she's saying.
Right.
Whatever.
It's fucking nuts.
Whatever. This professor's talking to me about all this bullshit, all these facts and things.
Things, you know, to me, it's all the same. Either you believe in capitalism and a free market, or you don't. You know, there's a lot of alternatives.
Okay, don't.
Right.
We don't. We don't believe in a completely free market.
No, of course not. You have to have regulations.
Right.
None of them have ever proven to raise a country up in 230 plus years from zero to 100. That we've accomplished, and we're about to lose.
We're at 100? We're doing pretty shittily. We've talked about that yesterday, about how we're the 30th in education, 20-something in healthcare among developed countries. What are we?
I don't know how we're winning.
I mean, that's where Trump's right. We're not number one.
We don't win anymore.
We don't because win people like him have sucked all the value out of the middle class.
It's hard to win when everyone's starving. They don't have any fucking money.
And then rig the system to suck even more value out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they expect everyone else to work harder, work longer. What's wrong with you? Accept lesser wages.
God forbid.
If we could just get rid of the minimum wage, of all the unemployment that would be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because people would be willing to work for 25 cents an hour.
Is Trump going to be the president that brings slavery back?
Yeah. I think Cruz, more likely.
Oh, yeah.
From zero to 100. That we've accomplished, and we're about to lose it. And you know
than
anyone else.
It's really hanging in the balance.
Yeah. Right.
Really is.
There we go.
Lovely.
There's a little bit of Louis Gohmert on the what's her name? Joyce Kaufman.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
Joyce Kaufman show out of Florida. There you go. A little right wing nut jobber.
Out of Florida, of course. My God. A lot of Florida this week.
There's some Florida going on.
Oh my God.
If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, you'll be able to see I told you Bundy's Clive and Bundy's mugshot there. He was arrested on kind of the same warrant. I think they got him on charges from back from his own occupation of his own ranch.
Oh, yeah?
And they're charging all of these assholes with, like, impeding a federal officer from doing their duties, something like that.
Right.
And using violence or intimidation, and that's a felony. So this is the charge that they're laying on these guys, and I think that's the one that they got Cliven on.
Right. But this one guy, this David Fry, that guy?
The last holdout.
The dude that said he's worried about the government mutating him. I just saw you put that tweet up on crab diving.
Right.
It's funny.
He's worried about the government chemically mutating everyone.
See that? I don't know what you charge him with. He's crazy. That guy needs to be in an institution and not own a gun, okay?
He's not well.
Yeah. The guy's nuts.
But there's their last holdout. There's their poster child for their last stand is the guy who thinks the UFOs are real and the government is chemically mutating us.
Oh, shit. Slowly.
Right.
What? To what end? Why does the government want to chemically mutate us?
Well, it's eugenics, Ryan, and it's...
I see. They're chemically mutating all the brown out of society or something, or what are they doing?
I don't know.
Who the fuck knows?
They're trying to get us dumber and more complacent.
They...
So that we don't challenge their authority.
It's funny.
Bernie Sanders was on with Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
And there were some clips that are pretty funny, of Bernie sitting there. And Stephen Colbert says, well, you're going to my home state of South Carolina. You have to eat boiled peanuts. Apparently he gives him a boiled peanut and Bernie tries one. He's sitting there. He's like, very nice, very nice. And then he pops,
I love boiled
peanuts,
pops
two
man.
Beers. He pops two beer bottles open. He goes, you got to have a beer. Bernie does not hesitate for a half second, just reaches over, grabs it, and takes a big swig.
Yeah, what the fuck? I like this guy. Yeah. I love boiled peanuts, man. I know it's not for you, but... so good. I grew up with those, man. They sell them all over the... You know, on the side of the road, in these little, huts and stuff in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, you can just...
Oh, along the side of the road?
Boiled peanuts.
Amazing. Today... The Congressional Black Caucus officially endorsed Hillary Clinton. There was a lot of Clinton butt kissing going on.
Yes. They just love her.
Which is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not anti-Hillary here.
Not at all, man. I mean, it's actually a great time to be a liberal.
But
for the presidential election, you've got two candidates who are fucking awesome, and the chances are whoever gets the nomination is probably going to win.
Right.
Because the Republicans are just batshit fucking crazy.
Civil rights icon John Lewis.
Yes.
Still trending on Twitter because...
Trending on Twitter.
There were a bunch of speeches, saying Hillary's been there for us for forever. And she has,
Right.
Whatever.
But didn't Bernie Sanders march?
Well, so did she. So did Bill. And the problem is that John Lewis, who obviously is, he got his head cracked at on the bridge in Selma. He got up and not only endorsed Hillary, but I don't know, man.
What did he say? He kind of fucked
it's
up.
It's almost like a little bit of swift boating going on here.
Shit.
I'm trying not to be a Bernie bro or no, a Bernie bot, not yes. overreact. Because
you want to be a Rubio
John
robot?
Lewis deserves all the respect in the universe.
Absolutely.
I think he's wrong here, and I think the way he put it was wrong. He got up and kind of backassedly accused Bernie of really not being into civil rights or in overinflating his civil rights bona fides.
He's a poser.
He said, I never saw him. I never met him. I was chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee for 3 years from 1963 to 1966. I was involved with sit-ins, freedom rides, the March on Washington, the March from Selma to Montgomery, and I directed the Voter Education Project for 6 years. I met Hillary Clinton. I met President Bill Clinton. I never met him.
So he's saying that Bernie Sanders could be lying?
That's all he said.
God. He's implying,
but it's the inference, you know. Now they're saying, well, he never said that Bernie wasn't there. He's just, it's kind of inferred that he's
can Bernie
saying,
prove he was there?
Well, there's pictures of him marching and shit, and I don't think Bernie ever said I was the national co-chair. He was like, I marched. I was, he may not have been.
Maybe he was
central in the organization of it. Thousands of people marched. Thousands of people did the sit-ins and the freedom rides. It's not maybe Hillary and Bill at that point were already.
Can you imagine? I don't remember that guy. Yeah,
maybe Bernie wasn't. Maybe he was just a participant. I don't know what was going on with him at that point. But I just think it was kind of a shitty. I don't know. I think it was a little shitty.
It's very shitty, man.
And not necessary to be done. Smart though, because Bernie's courting the black vote, and he needs to, especially in South Carolina.
Right.
And he's starting to pick up these endorsements. Ben Jealous, the former NAACP president, has endorsed Bernie. We have Dr.
I mean, what is Bernie saying to those, like, allegations? Is he saying, yes, I was there?
I don't think anything's come out yet. God, this just happened this morning.
This is nuts. It's very strange.
But, again, a little, you know, kind of, I don't know. I just don't like, maybe, again, maybe we're biased. Maybe I'm biased. I don't know. I'm trying to look at this objectively. But I just don't think, I don't find the attacks on Hillary's speeches to be personal.
Yes.
From the Clinton camp or from the Bernie camp. But this kind of shit is...
It's kind of strange.
Kind of, yeah.
Saying he's a liar. You're
questioning his...
I mean, it would be one thing if they were going to question, like, was he really part of the civil rights movement? You could look at his voting record and all that other shit.
Or you could say, look, I understand they both have great... They've both been great friends in the civil rights movement, but I've worked with her. I've known her. She's been around. That's fine.
That would be totally valid.
But to say, to kind of intimate that Bernie may not...
He's lying.
Or he may be overinflating his civil rights bona fides is, I don't know, I think it's a
And John Lewis saying that matters, right?
I mean, ooh, yeah.
Does anybody have more credibility than him? Yeah.
But it's kind of... God, I mean, is this too tinfoil hat of me? It's kind of a brilliant strategy that now all the a lot of Bernie bots and bros jumped on and attacked John Lewis.
Okay.
And you can't do that shit.
Oh, yeah, you cannot. I don't know. How do you deal with that, though? What do you say?
Well, that's the thing is this a brilliant move on the Clinton camp and Clinton supporters?
What are you going to call John Lewis a fucking liar?
There you go. And now... Maybe could it be that the black people that are on the fence are going to see the Bernie bros attacking their icon, John Lewis?
It's not going to sit well.
Right.
Oh, maybe. My God. That's evil, man.
I don't know. I might be tinfoil hatting it, but or John Lewis just shot off his mouth and misspoke or whatever. But there's a lot of tweets going out saying... John Lewis was beaten half to death fighting for civil rights. He's earned the right to say whatever the hell he wants. This one, another one, beaten for his beliefs. His opponents just use what he accomplished and attack him for it.
But I mean, that's, listen.
If you're against John Lewis, you're against me, this person says.
But you can't, like, you can't question whether or not he was there. I mean, if he's going to do that, if he's going to say, I never saw him, he wasn't there. They didn't have evidence saying to prove that he was not there.
Right.
It's odd.
There are a lot of bad things being said about him. People are calling him too old. He's out of touch. He's a sellout. And shit like that. That's not, that shit needs to not be there.
Oh, yeah.
But now the Hillary people are amplifying that and saying, oh, look at the Bernie bots questioning John Lewis.
That's so fucked up, man.
And a lot of the tweets I'm seeing, do not attack John Lewis. Do not. This one says, those who vilify John Lewis need to take a hard look in the mirrors.
Jeez.
So, yeah, this is interesting. This is an interesting thing, how this is happening.
This is evil. This is like, you don't want to run against Hillary Clinton kind of shit.
Right.
She's not going to, God, she's going to fuck Donald Trump up. She's going to fuck him up. Don't you think?
Who?
Hillary will fuck Donald Trump up.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck him up.
Well, again, I'm not unhappy. If Hillary becomes president.
Right.
I would probably rather Bernie. But, God, these these shenanigans going on are untoward.
I mean, yeah. Bernie can't say any... If he says anything against Hillary...
He's sexist.
He's anti-woman, sexist. He's... I don't know.
And taking it going personal. And,
I mean, I don't know what it was like to march back in the civil rights movement. It must have been scary.
Yeah.
Terrifying probably at times. And this guy marched, and this dude say, and he didn't. And there's pictures of Bernie marching. So why the fuck would he even say that? Why would he suggest that Bernie's lying about that?
Yeah.
Because I guess he isn't really. It's, you know, backhanded kind of way. Weird.
So now a lot of people are tweeting out pictures of Bernie marching, Bernie in some of the marches,
oh,
and stuff like that. In fact, here's a from January 14th, 1964, Chicago Tribune.
Okay.
The cases of 159 persons arrested in racial demonstrations last summer were disposed of yesterday before judge. Four persons were found guilty, blah, 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 blah. The four found guilty and fined.
Yes.
Out of 159, four people were found guilty and fined.
Ooh.
William Devine, 32. John Harkins, 27.
Yes.
John Anderson, 18. And Bernard Sanders, 21.
Damn. Bernard Sanders.
Arrested and fined.
Shit.
For protesting.
So, okay. So. Well, I guess John Lewis misspoke. I mean, that's what you have to say, right?
Well, I mean, they're saying they're walking it back, you know. I mean, they're already saying he didn't say
God.
He wasn't there. He's just saying he never met him. But there's come on, the inference is there that he wasn't. And I think I mean, there's the picture of Bernie has him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 people behind Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King in marching.
Damn.
At one point. Unless I'm sure it's a Photoshop, right?
Right, right.
Or something. Like, I wonder if John... Oh, there is John Lewis. So somebody circled the picture of the march that Bernie Sanders and John Lewis were at, and they're 30 feet away from each other.
I mean, it's true. I mean, maybe he didn't see him there.
Well, yeah. And he's telling the truth, but that's not the inference that's coming out. And it's... I don't know if it's disingenuous... I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I think if you're Bernie, you just have to ignore it. Or you just have to say, hey, I was at the Civil War. I marched. And then somebody says, so is John Lewis lying?
Yeah, you got to play this one really carefully.
I don't know. John Lewis is a great man. I've never known him to lie. So is he lying? I don't know. Or no comment or some
playing
bullshit.
Playing politics.
Fuck this.
Playing politics.
It's evil. Fucking Hillary Clinton, man. Do not fuck with her.
On behalf of Hillary Clinton.
God damn.
Yeah, it's getting brutal, you know,
Bernie,
out there.
I don't know. Does this country, do we even fucking deserve you?
Bernie?
Think about it. He should think about this. Does the country deserve Bernie Sanders?
You think we deserve Trump?
I don't know what we deserve. But, I mean, just think about the shit he's got to put up with if he's going to... You know, stick it out. Right.
Well, he was interviewed. You know, people are starting to ask him, well, Hillary is saying you're just not going to be able to get your stuff done. It's all fairy stories and everything. And he says, well, no. He goes, I say it's more than one person. I can't do it alone. He says that he needs to enlist the American people. He says it's a movement. He says basically says what we're saying. That you mean they're not going to open... they're not going to roll out the red carpet for Hillary in the Republican House.
Yeah.
They're trying to Benghazi her to death for the past four or five years.
It's nuts.
They're not going to suddenly say, I can't wait to work with her.
Dude, they fucking hate her. They probably hate her more than Bernie.
Right. So his view is, well, you know, I'm not saying that any Democrat is going to get anything done any easier.
So what do you, yeah.
But he said, I'm going to, you know, to rally the people. I'm going to use the bully pulpit, basically, and just keep rallying the people and saying, look, this is what we need to do. You need to get, you know, talk to your congressman. You need to vote these assholes out. And he was asked if he thinks President Obama was successful in doing that. And he said,
yes.
No.
Oh.
He's like, no, I don't think. He said he tried, but I don't think he was successful at it. It seems like Bernie thinks that Obama tried too hard to work with the fuckwads of the lunacy, the extreme right.
I mean, he's
right.
Probably right, you know? Probably
and that
is.
Maybe he could have gone to the American people earlier and better.
Right.
Which is kind of what he's doing now. Like, Obama's on the I give zero fucks tour,
yeah, it's
right?
Great. I mean, he doesn't give a shit.
Every speech is awesome.
He doesn't even wear a shirt when he goes out these days.
Does.
Fuck everyone.
All. So there you go. You know, John Lewis, amazing hero.
Oh,
we disagree with him on this.
God, can the Democrats just...
And I'm saddened that there's a little bit of politics being played.
Again.
Stop.
Right.
Stop shitting on John Lewis, people.
Okay. Everybody just stop shitting on each other.
Yeah.
What? You know. But I mean, just compare contrast as to what's going on in the Republican primary. It's still kind of... I mean,
Right, we have.
Did John Lewis call Bernie Sanders a pussy
for
not marching? We're
disagreeing with civil rights icons, not with guys that
blowhards.
Go, you're fired.
Racists.
Right.
He called Ted Cruz a fucking pussy.
Pussy.
The day of the New Hampshire primary.
That was pretty spectacular.
Amazing. He's a fucking pussy.
I've got a clip here from, I thought I pulled a, oh yeah, here we go. In Georgia, did you see what's going on in Georgia?
No, nah, man, I try not to, you know, see what's doing down there.
Well, I mean, so we can save this for tomorrow for Faithless Friday, but I've got so much for tomorrow.
Already?
Faithless Friday, yeah, man.
Oh,
well,
shit.
Everything is Jesus.
I know.
It's hard to
God
put all the Jesus stories to, because everybody's politics is Jesus now.
You know, the thing about it is, you know what's fucked up about Christianity? They've taken, like, the symbol of a guy being nailed to a board and strangle to death, you suffocate in the sun, you bleed out, and that's how you die. I'm desensitized to that. Because you see it so much in your fucking imagery.
Supposed to remind you.
I don't think anything.
Of his sacrifice.
Honestly, I see a crucifix, I'm like, oh, shit. But that's a medieval torture device, man.
I think that's pretty gross.
It's fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Especially some of the ones that are like really abtastic Jesus and with all the sword holes.
Think about this.
Shit running down his face from the thorns.
Your 5-year-old wants to see a movie.
Right.
You're going to let him see Passion of the Christ?
There were those who did.
Dude. Right. Or they let you go to Sunday school and you can hear how, like, I don't know, what's some gory story out of the fucking Bible? Like somebody cut their kid in half and all that other bullshit? Fucking disgusting.
Georgia bill.
Fuck you.
House Bill 816.
My favorite.
Has caused some controversy.
Butt-hurtitude.
Demonstrators, in fact, earlier this week, rallied outside the state capitol.
Yes.
They're urging lawmakers to pass the bill.
Okay.
Because it's known as the Georgia Student Religious Liberties Act.
Oh, shit.
Of 2016.
Right.
It aims to permit, quote, religious activities or religious expression before, during, and after the school day. Which they already have.
Okay.
Again, kids can pray.
Yes.
Teachers can't lead prayer.
They just have to do it on their own.
Teachers can't lead a prayer. If a kid wants to pray right before class or in the hallway
at
lunch.
Go ahead, weirdo.
Go ahead cast your spell.
Right. Hoogity boogity.
But,
Mork, calling Ork, come in, Orson.
Right, but now they want it. Now the Georgia wants
Shazbot.
The teachers to be able to do it.
Oh, my God.
But it's already been litigated. So, again, here's another one of these
things. It's a waste of fucking money.
That lawyers, civil libertarians, everybody's saying the Supreme Court is going to shit upon it.
Right.
Even the conservative Supreme Court, because it's already been decided, asked and answered.
So now you're just wasting time.
Right.
And you're just costing people money.
You're
not even helping. Like we were talking about earlier. How are you helping? If you're in the government, you're doing shit like this.
Listen to this group. Sabrina McKenzie of the Legislative Clergy Council.
Fuck you.
Tax them.
The legislative.
There's a legislative clergy council. That's tax those fuckers.
Absolutely.
Get rid of this. If you're gonna opine up on the pulpit,
right,
motherfucker, pay taxes.
Yeah,
pay taxes. Because I'm not paying for your building to go out there and tell everybody to vote Republican.
Yeah, and the buildings are huge. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, they got palaces. It's insane.
Listen to this. This is Sabrina McKenzie. In 1962, the Supreme Court made this ruling. This is when they took, they ripped Jesus out of
the...
When they won't allow the teachers to lead prayer no
more. Poor Jesus, man.
In 1962, the Supreme Court made this ruling. What we've noticed since that Supreme Court ruling, there's been an increase in violence, murder. It's not true.
Well,
it's not true. Worldwide crime overall is down. Worldwide is down. So it's just not true.
How do you explain this statement? It's bullshit. Well,
mysterious ways.
Stupid.
Increase in violence, murder, teen pregnancy.
Oh.
divorce rate. Well, she's right on the divorce rate.
Yeah. People are smarting up.
If you don't think prayer is the answer, then what is the answer?
Don't know.
These are public schools. These people want to force kids to pray in public
school. What is the answer? What is the answer? What was the answer on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
42. Spoiler alert.
Maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's Douglas Adams is right.
Right.
You know what I mean? 42.
Well, on Fox.
Oh, God.
They were...
Is this Fox and Friends?
No, I don't know which Fox stupid show this is. Stuart Varney. I don't know
nannies.
If he's got his own show or whatever.
Ooh, fancy. Look at me.
I don't know if we even have to play the fucking clip to it. I could just read what this asshole said. Stuart Varney was talking to Judge Napolitano about this.
Okay.
The analyst on Fox, former judge. Andrew Napolitano, a lunatic.
Right. Now he's got a job at Fox News. hilarious.
He, injected reality and truth.
Ouch.
And said the Supreme Court is going to find this profoundly unconstitutional.
Ugh.
The Supreme Court ruled consistently. We're talking about young people, 17 or younger.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court has said when you force them to make a choice, religion or non-religion, listening and paying attention to the prayer or not listening and paying attention to the prayer, forcing them to make a choice is what touches the conscience of young people and government not to do that. That's true. They say, well, they just don't have to listen. They don't have to pray if you're a baby-eating Jew or if you're an evil Muslim or an atheist or a satanist.
You can
but
just...
that teacher gets to lead that prayer. God. But what they're saying is that the peer pressure is put on these kids. If a young atheist is sitting there and all the other ones are invoking Jesus, it immediately alienates that kid. Go, tell them to go outside and wait. I've heard that one before, right?
Nice.
They can wait outside.
Jesus.
Fuck you, wait outside. I mean, taxes, asshole.
Yeah, yeah. And think about the humanity of what you're saying. You're talking about a bunch of kids. You don't want to make the kids feel ostracized.
Yeah, you're right, any more than it's already.
It's all bullshit. Most of these people that are religious, on some level, have to know it's fake. Just like Santa Claus is fucking fake, dude.
I don't think they know.
Please. This is insane.
So then, after that little bit of logic from Napolitano, Stuart Varney, I think he's a Brit, right? He says, what we've done in America is we've gone too far in the other direction.
Beep, beep.
I have no problem whatsoever with a group of kids who want to hold Bible study on school property.
Right.
They can, you fucktard.
Yes, but the teachers can't lead it, right?
Correct.
Okay, so the
teachers can't say, everybody, we're having Bible study after school. Yeah, you better be there.
Is this Iran? I haven't checked lately. Do we live in fucking Iran yet? Not yet.
And they do. They have Bible groups after school that they're student led. Just like they have, well, in civilized areas, they have LGBT groups.
Right.
That are student led.
Oh,
it's not a teacher who's like, I'm going to start a gay group.
Right.
And
it's like these people are fucking stupid or something.
So then Varney said, or Napolitano said, well, the law is very, very clear. The use of public assets for an openly, notoriously religious purpose is not permitted by the First Amendment.
Right. Okay.
Right? We all agree.
Sure.
And that's a good thing.
I learned that on Schoolhouse fucking Rock.
Varney said, suppose the Georgia law, which is probably going to be struck down,
but
maybe it drags us back to the era of sanity where you can mention Jesus in your classroom.
My God. Dude, fuck off. Jeez, man.
And then Napolitano said, you can mention it in a literary or an artistic or a historical way.
Right.
And Varney said, but a religious sense. Come on.
Yes. Fuck you. You know what, man? It's like, this is an impossible idea to communicate to a believer. But if you're a non-believer, this shit sounds insane. It sounds batshit.
Right,
and
believe away, but if all of us are paying into the collective education of our youngins,
yes,
I don't want an authority figure opening up a Bible and cramming that bullshit into my kid's head.
Yeah, I don't want you fucking with my kid, the Sky God shit. Right. I don't want to fuck him up.
And then they'll scream, oh my God, there was a...
Yeah, I'm not trying to raise a stripper over here.
I've got another story. I was save it for tomorrow, maybe.
Crab diving tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not that big of a story. Or we'll do it right now. But there was there's a picture out there of a teacher in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yes.
This is everywhere. This is everywhere. These Dominionists who just want to turn it into a Christian caliphate here in the United States.
Yay.
A teacher took a day off.
Okay.
A science teacher took a day off. In Wisconsin, and came back, or took some time off, I don't know, and came back, and there were notes from the sub,
right,
from the substitute teacher, and there was like a lesson plan, I guess this person had left, and there were things to cover, and there's a number 19, and it says, stopped here, in red. And then there's an asterisk, and it written in the bottom is, "This is a theory. Evolution is a theory." Underlined.
Oh my God! What
Please
the fuck?
Consider showing creation.
Oh God!
Three underlines.
Yeah,
also,
let's do it.
So your students are exposed to both! Exclamation okay. point! Thank you! Exclamation point! And then she signed it, but they crossed out.
Do I need a graphic explaining how Adam pulled a bone out of this other person and outsprung a girl?
Right.
Where's the infographic on that?
And 18, number 18 says,
yes.
Why is saying evolution is just a theory misleading?
Yeah.
So she might have got a little upset about that. She might have seen that one.
So fucked up.
But how about that? She's left a note.
Yeah, man.
In an evolution.
This is crazy.
A class about science and stuff. And this teacher leaves a note on his his lesson plan. Stopped here.
Jeez.
So there you go. Just a theory. That drives me crazy.
That's nuts.
The just a theory theory. We'll be back tomorrow with more.
Is that it for today?
No. We got a couple minutes, but
cool.
We're going to sling
more Faithless Friday tomorrow.
More of our atheists. Yeah.
It's exhausting, man. It's like, God, can't you teach it as a theory?
It's pretty tiring.
Gee, fuck off. Please.
Do you want to hear a sort of endorsement?
Oh.
From a right-wing nut job that has yet to decide which starfish to lick?
Someone's being bashful.
This was on his radio show yesterday.
Rush, you'll know who this is.
The bloviating, I'm going to get past his
God,
caller.
That stuff we played the other day of him was insane. He is insane.
Side down. And believe me, the people that run this business hate this. They don't understand it. It would be no different than if somebody who's never watched a baseball game became president of a baseball team and won the World Series in the first year. They would hate the guy. They wouldn't want to imitate him. They wouldn't want to copycat. They'd want to throw him out of the league and make sure nobody ever heard from him again. You can't come in and win the World Series if you have never worked in baseball. And that's the way they're looking at Trump.
So, wow. So he is endorsing Trump or not endorsing Trump?
No, doesn't sound like it. Here we go. Man, who do you think before? Do you want to take a crack at?
Shit, man. I would have said.
You want to take a guess at who?
I would have said Ted Cruz or Rubio. Maybe Rubio.
Now, about Cruz and his being self-sufficient. There's no question about that. But here, let me just say something right off the bat, and I've said this before. I opened the program with it yesterday. When I saw what Jeb and Kasich were doing in New Hampshire at the last minute in order to get votes. They were going left as fast as Deion Sanders can backpedal.
Oh, Deion Sanders, who hasn't played football in quite a while.
Deion Sanders was fucking awesome.
Well, sure.
Man. You know, he played. There's one game he had to take a private jet from his baseball game to get up to the Falcons football game.
Yeah.
It was crazy. He's kind of an
asshole. They were moving left faster than anybody I've ever seen go left. And I opened the program yesterday saying, you will never, ever have to worry about that with Ted Cruz. And then I expanded on it. And let me say one, if conservatism is your bag,
okay,
if conservatism is the dominating factor in how you vote, there is no other choice for you in this campaign than Ted Cruz. Jeez. Because you are exactly, this is the closest in our lifetimes we have ever been to Ronald Reagan.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Ronald Reagan.
In terms of doctrinaire, understandable, articulated, implementable conservatism, there's nobody closer.
There you go.
It's so different.
I guess that's an almost endorsement of Ted Cruz from Rushbo.
Are they that fucking similar?
Who, them? Yeah, well,
Reagan and Cruz. I mean, Reagan was an actor, worked with extensively.
That's the closest we're going to get to Ronald Reagan.
Did Ted Cruz ever work with a primate professionally?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's in Congress.
That's a good one.
So there is a bunch of them. So I think that's it.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on this Thursday edition of Crab Diving Live. We will be back tomorrow, Friday. We're here every weekday live for you, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, my God, guys.
5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Then we are out on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com as a podcast. All of our social media, go tickle the buttons at crabdiving.com, and you can go participate everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget, also, if you're going to buy anything on the internets, help us out here. We don't do any advertising or bullshit. You can help us out by buying stuff at Amazon. We get a little taste, a little commission, doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow. Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Have a good evening.
We've been bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our and our religions, and our
to
Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.